The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
I give so much credit to the Seahawks. I give a ton of credit to our players battling the whole night to be able to put ourselves in position to potentially win a game-winning field goal. With all those things against us, I thought those guys did a good job. But we just got to be better in that red zone, and that starts with me. I got to be sure we've got a better plan and we're able to get physical down there and score some touchdowns instead of field goals or nothing at all.
Well, you got what's the old saying? You got one chance to make a good first impression.
Or nothing at all. Huh? What? Did he just say we got to get down there, score some touchdowns or some field goals or nothing at all? You covered the nothing at all.
Oh, we got that part down.
We got that part.
That part, they're in midseason form.
Right. We've got the cover. Nothing at all is covered.
0-for-4 in the red zone.
Oof.
3 times inside the 10. No touchdowns. They came away with 3 points. Yeah, you got one chance to make a good first impression, and Nathaniel Hackett, unfortunately, failed. And that doesn't mean that this season can't be turned around and Nathaniel Hackett can't go out and become a great coach for the Denver Broncos and have a great long head coaching career. But the fact remains is that for one game, yet after a preseason in which he was analyzed, critiqued, outright criticized for the way that he handled the preseason, he insisted, nope, we'll be fine. It's all about the end of the season anyway. And they went out and lost a game that they should have won. I mean, that's just the fact. They should have won that football game.
Yeah.
And
they gave it away. And you know what they gave it away with? Lack of execution. And you know what helps your execution? Getting some snaps in preseason games.
So you were supportive of him.
Yeah.
Throughout all this. Are you walking that back now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Based on that performance. Hey, listen, man. This ain't a try-hard league. It's a do-good league. And you guys pissed down your leg in critical situations. Coaching staff.
I was ruined.
Your special teams was garbage again.
Again. You're right.
And critical situations. You made critical, dumb, we haven't practiced enough mistakes. Sorry. Listen, man, I'll support the heck out of you. And I am all about keeping players healthy and as safe as possible and all that stuff. But guess what? When you are given that opportunity, you damn well better perform. And they didn't perform.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Well, we got the best field goal kicker maybe in the game. We said where can you make it from tonight? And he said 46 left hash. That was before the drive. And we got it there. Unfortunately, it didn't go in. I believe in Coach Hack. I believe in what we're doing. Anytime you can try to find a way to make a play in 4th and 5, that's great too. But also, I don't think it was the wrong decision. You know, I think he can make it. Obviously, in hindsight, we didn't make it. But if we were in that situation again, I wouldn't doubt whatever he decided.
There he is, High Road.
Yeah.
That's my new nickname for him, High Road. Russell High Road Wilson. Who defends Nathaniel Hackett. Sorry, I don't buy it. You're a competitor like Russell Wilson, you think he'd rather have Brandon McManus try a 64-yard field goal than have the ball in his hands, 4th and 5 in Seattle with a chance to win the football game?
What would Peyton Manning done on the sideline?
Oh, he would have run right over to the official as that clock started to tick down from 40 seconds and called timeout.
And then he would have gone over to Kubiak and told him what you were doing.
Exactly. Or Fox or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, here's what we're going to do.
Yes. Yeah. What did you think of Russell Wilson? What did you think of Wilson's performance?
Thought it was good. Thought he was really good. Thought he threw the ball accurately on time. His deep ball was off. And again, like, this guy's been the best deep ball thrower. He had a lot of errant deep balls. Even the one that Judy was vastly underthrown. Judy made a great adjustment on the ball. But Mike, 2-3 throws maybe in the preseason. Would that have maybe helped a little bit?
Next on the Morning Brew.
We just got to hone it in, man. Just can't be sloppy, you know what I mean? Got to practice how we want to play. Coach always says our practice preparation equals our game reality. And I feel like sometimes during the week we might have slid by those penalties. Like, we saw those penalties happen. We might have slid by. We might have not addressed it as we should have. But, I mean, at the end of the day, as a captain, as a leader, you got to be the one to have those hard conversations and make sure we get back on track.
Positives. There's Bradley Chubb. And the idea when you draft somebody like a Bradley Chubb, as high as you did, is that in the fourth quarter of close games,
He makes momentum-changing, game-wrecking, series-wrecking-type plays. And he did that in the fourth quarter. So that was very encouraging. Randy Gregory, who only played in 50% of the snaps, you knew he'd be on a pitch count. He forced a fumble. So defensively, after a rough start, they held Seattle scoreless in the second half.
They benefited from Seattle getting called holding calls on a couple long runs from Penny. So that went both ways. But, yeah, they did a good job in the second half. Bradley Chubb stepped up and made some big plays. Now, albeit against, I think it was a rookie left tackle, right? Yeah. And who Aikman and Buck started praising right about the time he started giving up sacks.
That's right.
The kiss of death. Shame on you, too. We have to get one of those guys on tomorrow.
Yeah.
And just give them the...
Don't they know they're announcers? The announcer whammy. It's a very positive thing. It's like when the basketball announcer's like, well, he hasn't missed... He's made 15 straight free throws.
Right.
Clang!
Yeah, you know it's not going to go well.
Next on The Morning Bro.
The defensive line made a statement in the red zone. Talk about the statement you guys made causing multiple fumbles inside the five.
Well, that's what happens when you trade one of your D linemen to the other team. We sit here and make plays, all of us. And that's what happens when you get two goal line stops right there, a win.
Oh, jeez. Shelby Harris. See, this is, you know, we how we frame this game, it's not a must win, but it's a you better not lose this game. You better win game. And it's just... It's just knowing what the talk is in Seattle today.
Oh,
right?
Gosh.
And the fact that they got over on Russell Wilson. The fact that Pete Carroll after the game. So, you get him this week, don't you?
I cannot wait to see him bebop into our production meeting.
Oh, you got him this week, don't you?
Dude, he is going to be...
insufferable.
Oh, you want to talk about...
Brother,
I'll have to have the music of Katrina and the Waves playing, Walking on Sunshine.
He's going to be smug. You're going to be cocky.
Oh, yeah.
Charming Pete.
You know what I'm going to do, too? I'm going to pump his tires about his young corners. Dude, how do you pick them, man? Seriously. He'll just be like, Mark, you know what? I've been coaching the position for... I know what I'm looking for. He'll give me... Oh, dude, he will be...
Just be ready for it. You're just going to have to...
It'll be great. Yeah. I'm going to pump his tires.
But Shelby Harris, look, come on. You were here. You've been here for a long time. You saw what the quarterback situation was like. What, you're going to tell the Broncos not to go after a Russell Wilson? And hey, the fact that you were involved, the fact Seattle wanted you, take that as a compliment. But no, he wanted to relish the moment, wanted to throw some shade.
Ooh. Why wouldn't you? I respect him for it. Dude, I'm having to eat crow.
I know, but that doesn't mean I have to like it right now.
No, you don't, but you have to respect it. You have to respect
them. I know. Begrudgingly, I do. Okay. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.